I loved it. It was Moses and Rashi, spoken as they from Mashi. So, we have a Machlokes between Ravuna and Rava. Ravuna of Mah. Rava of Udov. Why is it Mah? Rashi says, Shukun Rashi is a
Shukun. You should know it's Sak and Tachos of Etzim. And Etzim is partially the Khan of Khan. There are Shabbat Shechita. Holton also. There are Omer B'Makom. The Holton HaSakin. Have a Chalod. Perusha lo Ayri. Sakin L'Chol. Chalod of Yishishochi. Now, so Tosis has a difference. So according to Rashi, what did Rav Huna say? He sticks a very thin knife in, after he finishes the mafrekas, totally covered by the mafrekas. Rav Huna says, the mafrekas doesn't open up, and it's covered. Covered by something. So here, all of a sudden, we have two asked. So Rav Huna said, as long as it doesn't open, it's covered. But something was cut. There is a cut there. So, Rav Huna says, halak. And Rava says, I'm not sure exactly what he says. He could say a whole bunch of stuff. But he could say it's cut. Look, he said, covered by the mafrek is not necessarily halak. But I'm not sure exactly what Rava says. We pass like Rav Huna. Here you have, based on this, you have a major machlokas rishonim, and they had the following issue. Of course, when you cut the neck, there's a problem of what happens with the leather. So there was some sort of a way of shechting. They make a slight slit in the side of the throat, and they stick the knife in. And then the knife is totally covered by everything, and they shecht, and you're trying to minimize the cut there for the purpose of the leather. That is clearly a chalad, because the knife is covered, and the chatach is covered. Where there was another way of doing it. Of rather than just slicing the whole thing open, they made a cut in the side and a cut right in the front, so the area that you're shechting is exposed, but the knife, as it's going back and forth, is covered. So now it brings two dais, and it's possible not. And that was now. Now we're getting to a very complex sugya. We're going to have to go back to previous sugyas. It's a very super complex sugya. Now, let me just give you some basic information that we need. This Tosis here, Lamed Beis. Okay, what happens if an animal trefa dies or killed? Is it so how many malchus do you get? Is it nevela and trefa or not? So Tosis is out to prove that you get two. It's nevela plus trefa. If you take a look in the Rambam, the very interesting. And number one. Number two, what happens if a donkey dies? Is it nevela or not? person also gets involved in that. So let's see what the Rambam has to say about both of these things. And when we see Tosis's Rayas and how to go through the sugya, we'll have to see the two of them are going through the sugya in radically different ways. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Hilchos Macholos Asuros. Ha'ochel kazayis mimsar behemish shemes ochayish shemes ov shemes loke. Okay. And isimish from the veil of meaning to horim. What is that? And he explains. Bilvat shehen ru'uyen l'shchita. Something that is potentially muta b'shchita. But shchita didn't happen. It's in the veil. And we're going to come back to this, and come back to this, and come back to this. The nishchal shchita teri mutar, but a behemoth tmeya, a donkey, a horse, a camel, that is not mutar by shchita. If it dies, it's not an avail, it's just a behemoth tmeya. Number one. Number two, the Rambam comes up with an unbelievable statement. Kol anavelos mitzarf uzuam zu. If I have nevela of a cow, nevela of a lamb, nevela of a chicken, a third of a zayas, a third of a zayas, and a third of a zayas, it's all nevela. When nevela mitzarf is in that, but then he says something else. Nevela mitzarf is in hatrefo. Chatzi zayis nevela, chatzi zayis trefa, it's osur, and you get malchus for it. Kol behema v'chaya tmeim mitzarfim zanze. You have a third of a zayis from a horse, a third of a zayis from a camel, a third of a zayis from a donkey. You have a kazayis of behema tmeya. Avo psar nevela psar behema tmeya mitzarfim. Half of Zayas of a cow nevela, half of Zayas of a horse, not mitzarf. Ketzer. He says, he gives all the examples. Psar hagomol v'hachazir ha'arneves. Look, avum tzir chatzi Zayas from nivlas hashor. If you take a chatzi Zayas from nivlas hashor, chatzi Zayas from psar hagomol v'hachazir. Ain't a mitzarf. V'chein kol kiyotz mitzarf. Then he says, "Ochum and avelu treifa or mibhem el chayet meim." Oh no, he says. He says, "Why the avelu treifa hogu v'had treifa tchilas nevelahi?" Two separate losa says in the Torah, but treifa is hatolus nevela. Why? What do those words mean? Those words mean as follows, on a simple level and on a more sophisticated level. Simple level, what is the definition of trefa we've been using? Nota lomos. He's on the way to die. What is a nevela? Mesa, a die. On the way to die and die. When two separate losses in the Torah? No. So Rambam, it's one oser. One oser. And that makes it one shame. So even now, so what comes out is an amazing thing. I have a chatzi zayas nevela, chatzi zayas trefa. I get malchus for which los haseh? For the joint los haseh and nevela trefa. Boom. If I have a half a zayas of a horse, a half a zayas of a donkey, what's the losa say? Behemoth tmeya. It's all one. If I have nevela of a cow and nevela of a chicken and nevela of a deer, it's all one issue of nevela. But here, it's one. It's shame echod. So therefore, the Tosis wanted to say, if a trefa dies, so you're going to get two malchusin. No, it's all one issue. So it's two separate lotsasays under one umbrella of a nota lomos, he says. This is the simple way. As we go through the sugya, we're going to have to refine it and refine it and refine it. We explained this at length. That was Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Drosha. Okay. That's number. So those are 2 points. Mm-hmm. Then we have Mesukenes. What is Mesukenes? Tosfos refers to Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. Let's see how the Rambam defines Mesukenes. Perek Dalin. Halacha Yud Gimel. HaMesukenes. Kol Shemamidin Oso Ve'ein Omedes. It's so sick, it can't stand on its feet. But you can feed her. But it's sick, it's so weak, it can't stand. So you feed it while it's laying on its back, side. Im shochte, if you shechte below perchasa, and it didn't move afterwards. Harizin nevela, below canola. Why? There's one sad. That it has to die as a result of the shrita, but if it is so sick, who says it died as a result of the shrita? Maybe it died as, you never know when it died. It died before the shrita was finished, because it's so weak it can't stand. So maybe the trauma of the shrita. That's one possibility. I understand the Mesukenes. Okay, this is another halacha. But the result, but the basic thing we'll see when we learn the Sukkanis has to die as a result of the Shechita. And if there's another factor operating that it doesn't die as a result of the Shechita, so I was in the Vela. That when this became a major issue in Halacha, when under the Nazis they decided they were very sensitive to cruelty to animals, not cruelty to Jews, only cruelty to animals. And so they insisted that the animal be stunned with electric shock and then it's unconscious and then you shechta. The problem was Mesukenes. Stunned with electric shock, it was unconscious. And laying on the ground and shechting, it didn't move afterwards. Then the whole problem was Mesukenes on that. Mesukenes is okay. Now let's begin the Mishnah. Very strange Mishnah. Shacharas haveshet upasak es hagageres. We already saw this on Daf Tesom and Aleph, and we're going to have to go back to Daf Tesom and Aleph. Now they were a little more knowledgeable about Shechita than we were a few months ago. We have five Hilcha Shechita. Five Hilcha Shechita are, one of them is Ikor. So Rashi says, what is Ikor? Psukas Hagageres. Where does he know about Psukas Hagageres from? The equal, but perak hashochet nan lekulu shehiya imshar kadei shchitas behema shar vehitas rosh. That's dross shohol. Okay, yeah, everything. He says, and where do we know from Sukkas Hagageres? So Tosas jumps up. Sukkas Hagageres. They looked up that. Perish kunsh equal. Now check on the red puzzle again. They ain't say shachar yochol shchita. The apostle, and they shall shocked him. What is it? You take your hands and you snap and you snap it with your hands. Not shrita. No, it's all shrita. So Tosfos comes up with an idea. And here you have an understanding, Rashi, you have a basic machlokas between Tosfos and Tosfos of Rosh on the one hand, and the Rashi on the other hand. That Rashi is talking about shechting with a sack and pogum. That's a psul in the shechita, like chavod. So says Tosfos. So, and therefore, but the question is, what does Rashi mean? Is Rashi interpreting the Mishnah only as a sakan pogrom, or all cases of psukas hagageres? Now we're going to have to see how the Gemara understands it. It could be that among all the different types of psukas hagageres, there is also sakan pogrom. Is that what the Mishnah is talking about? Wait 1 second. Let's just read the whole Mishnah. Very strange Mishnah. Okay. He shechted one of them. Pozak HaGageres says, V'achakach. And you look on the side, Ayin Rif Ubarosh, that it doesn't have Achakach. And the Marsha says it doesn't belong there. Why not? Because what the Marsha is trying to say is you began with shechting one siman, and after that you did a psukas hagegeres on the second siman. But if you began by doing a psukas hagegeres on the first siman, by the time you get to the second siman, there's nothing there. Now, shochet es haveshe, or shochet echon mehem, the Hampton Lodge Shemason. He did one simon and just stopped and let the animal die. So he didn't do a shechita. Oh, she hichlid a sasak, he did a chaloda. Rabbi Shovu Amen Aved, Rabbi Kiva Amen Treifa. So all of these Rabbi Kiva says is a treifa. And so comes Rabbi Yishoviv. Amr Rabbi Yishoviv, Mishum Rabbi Yishua. Kol shenifsu lo b'shchita. You did a psul and you shechted with a psul and a shchita. Nevela. Kol sheshchita asa karoi. Zav hagarm lo. If I have a hole in the stomach, a hole in the lungs, so the shechita was a good shechita. And the animal's a treifa. So after you shecht it, you matar hamidei nevela. It's not going to be tomei betumas nevela. But the problem, if the shechita is not a good shechita, then that's a nevela. Hold the Rebbe Kiva. Wait 1 second. So what did Rebbe Kiva think before? What are we talking about? All three cases, or Akiva just is disagreeing on the last case? You see from the Gemara, it's all three cases. So let's get back. Shochet es havesher pozak hagageres. That is pozak hagageres with shochet es havesher. So that's a psul and a shechita. Why is a psul and a shechita? You shechted one siman and you then shecht another siman. So if you say the Mishnah is only talking about shechting with a sakan pogum, which Rashi would be interpreting that maybe, so okay, shechting with sakan pogum is maybe it's a shechita psula. So you did a shechita ksher on one siman, a shechita psula on the other, so it's a psula and a shechita. Maybe. See, the Gemara is not going to let us say that. So what is it? I shechted one siman, but it is a maisa shechita. In an animal, is one siman a maisa shechita or not one siman is a maisa shechita? Who remembers where that may be discussed? Back in Yeshen Shechita Metzchila Vatzov. The problem, it's a very big problem with Cholin. You got to know everything before you know anything. Okay? So what is it? Perish b'kuntres b'miyad no, that's hech. Perish b'kuntres b'auf. We cost the perush. My time at my deposit and the movie to b'chutz no chayv b'shchit. What's a hech sheshchit b'chutz? Nami, gomer lemi. So comes along talking about a behema. So the Gemara says, even if ain't shchit el b'sof, but the moment I shechted a full semen, that is already a shechita, even according to Ma'ad Oseh. That seems to be what Tosfos is saying. I left Tosfos very open, I said. There's certain parts I understand. But that is what Tosfos is saying. So if that is true, maybe it is. So according to Ma'ad Oseh, yesh shechita b'tchil levad sof. So, yes, I shechted one semen. But Tosfos, even according to the Mandom, that's only within each simen. But the moment I have a full simen shechted, even in the behemoth, that's already considered a ma'aseh shechita. So then I said, wait one second. So that's why if I leave out the words v'achakach, like the Rosh and the Marsha leave it out, means I shechted one simen, and I, with my fingers, I snapped the second simen. So I did a Maisa Shechita, and it didn't die because of the Maisa Shechita. It comes along, Rabbi Kiva, in the Havamina, and says, I shecht one simen, that I did any Maisa Shechita is enough to be Matari Midei Nevela. That's Rabbi Kiva in the Havamina. So Chaloda, I understand. Okay, so shechet et saveshet, shechet one simen and let it die, says Rabbi Kiva in the Havamina. In Rabbi Kiva's Havamina before he changed mind, Rabbi Kiva, Gemara is recording what Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Kiva wasn't talking nonsense, and until Rabbi Shove told him differently, and he was makabel. So what was Rabbi Kiva's Havamina? Rabbi Kiva's Havamina was any ma'aser shechita. One simen is also ma'aser shechita. I don't care if you killed it with snapping the other simen. I don't care whether you just let it die. It's all the same. That any ma'aser shechita whatsoever is enough to be matar midei nevela, and therefore the animal is really also. Now, how many surim? According to Rambam, is very smooth. There's only one. Nevela treif is only one. It's what's the nafkamina between nevela and treif anyway? Nafkamina between nevela and treif is truma. Comes Rabbi Kiva says matami de nevela. But if you don't go like the Rambam, and what is Rabbi Kiva saying? Kiva saying I didn't do a shechita and I let the animal die. That's enough to say it's not an issin nevela. If an animal stam would die. So now here, one who's very bothered by that we'll see is the Ramban back on Daf Tes. Go back to it. Now here we have we're gonna have to work through the sugya on seeing two separate issues here. Nevela and treif is one is somehow a combined issue, two independent issurim. A treif that dies, you get two malchus in because they're two independent issurim, or it's one joint issue. Okay, now let's look at a strange Rashi. Potsakas are gegeris. Rashi says, Hainu ikur. This is ikur. Now, what does ikur mean? Let's go back to what we saw previously, Dav Chof Amad Aleph. This is called Chazara, going one step backwards and two steps forward. Well, Tani, and you can see one of both. What does that mean? Here you have Rashi, and here you have Tosfos. Okay. What does it mean, Einikus Simon Manoff? So Tosfos. Where is Rashi? Or Rabbi Yehoshua should call a kosher b'shchita connected over a roof kosher b'malik. A possible b'shchita potsim lichum va'i lemon with the ecosimonim. What about cheskel? Ecosimonim both. What does that mean? There's no such thing as ecosimonim at all. In a korban, regularly. So the Gemara says a very simple thing. The bottom line, leman da'oma en shchita la'of min ha'tolah. According to the Man Dorma, Ein Shechita Lo'of Min HaTorah, there is no Ikur. So what does Ikur mean? Ikur means that Tosfos told us on Daf Tes. Ikur means what? A simon that's not Roy L'Shechita. When do you have a psul of a simon that's not Roy L'Shechita? If you need Shechita. So Rashi's going to obviously say a very simple idea that they're two separate things. If I have a simen ne'akar, Rashi's going to be forced into this. What Tosfos says that a simen shamut is not Roy the Shechita, Rashi doesn't have to agree to that. Even Tosfos, trying to defend Rashi, he's going to have to say that. But Rashi said two things. That is Ikor, a simon that's not Roy the Shechita. And, but also a simon that Shechted. So what is Rashi? So the question is, what does Rashi say here on Daf Tesom and Aleph? What is the Arva Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis talking about? Talking about a simen shamut, talking about a psul of shechting with a sack and pogrom. What's he talking about? I'm trying to put a whole bunch of things together. The one who goes crazy on this is the Ramban on Daf Tes. How do I put the whole, and the Rashba, how do I put Rashi together? Rashi and Daf Chof, Sugya and Daf Chof, Sugya and Daf Tes, and Sugya Daf Lamed Beis. This is the outline of what we have to go back now to understand Ikur, and see how that fits in with the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. Now the Gemara says it's false. So Rashi is very interesting on Lamed Beis. Hainu Ikur. Which Ikur? Ikur and Daf Tetz or different Ikur and Daf Hof? Which Ikur is he talking about? And Bechal, why does he have to volunteer this information? Why is that relevant? Okay. And we have very interesting. Somehow, Rabbi Kiva. What is Rabbi Kiva telling us? Rabbi Kiva is telling us, shechting one simen in a behemoth is a ma'aser shechita. What Tosfos had before, here in Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. It's a ma'aser shechita. So simen echa b'chutz. Even according to the Man Dorma Yeshchita and Shchita El Basof, but each simon is a separate Ma'aser Shchita. That definitely. The Man Dorma says the Mishchita V'Tchila Ad Sof is saying what? That each little piece is a Ma'aser Shchita. But the Man Dorma and Shchita El Basof says each simon by itself is a Ma'aser Shchita. And not only when you get to 1.51, you went through the corner, 5.51 of the Vesher. No. That's a Ma'aser Shechita. That, and in an oaf, it's a Ma'aser Shechita. and that's matter the animal in a behema. I need two together to be matter the behema. Two mice are shchitas. Because otherwise, Rabbi Akiva makes no sense. No, I might say, how's the metami then of it? And what does, he says, kol shenifsul b'shchitase. I did a shchita and the shchita got messed up. I didn't do a shchita. If shchita, according to the Maharal, and ein shchita l'besof is a machlokas amaroyim, and they had to deal with the Mishnah. So there was no shchita. There's no shchita. When I finished back with the ma'aseh shchita, wonderful, but not a ma'aseh shchita. So what's Rabbi Shov? I'm asking Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva accepting and changing his mind. So apparently, you see one thing bolet hit you in the face from this. Bang according to the man of ein yesh shchita matchalosu. Bang the man of ein yesh shchita ala b'sof. Each simon by itself is seven by shchita. That's clear. That's clear. Each siman is a separate ma'aseh shchita. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, as long as I did any ma'aseh shchita in a partial ma'aseh shchita, that's enough to be mitar midei noveva. And Rabbi Shova says, no. You didn't do a full ma'aseh shchita, it's in the veil, not a trace. Now, the Gemara begins. Shachas Havesh, hold the Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara asks, Elu Treves Bebehema, Nekubas Havesh, Psukas Hagagaris. Alma Trevehi, Lone of Ela. Came in the Chosab of Rabbi Akiva, Hahi, the Elu Treves money. So the Gemara says, wait a second, since Rabbi Akiva agrees, now this. It's a treif. Treif is b'behema. Nekuvas haveshet upsuk hageres. So how did the animal die? Animal died with a shchita, or the animal just had a heart attack? So they had a heart attack. So is it a treif or nevela? So the Gemara is assuming that saying it's a treif means if I shecht it, not an avail, it's only a treif. But Rabbi Akiva changed his mind. So who's this Mishnah going? That's what Rashi says. Well, look, Kashi, Kai Kodam Shishochat, Ulubasov Posak, Kashi Posak, Ulubasov Shochat. Shochat Ulubasov Posak, Nifsilis Beshchita have. Pasak was of shachar, ki deva achar garmo pasak. He says no. If I first shechted it, and it's a shchita kshera, and then something happens, okay, it's one thing. But if it first became a psukas hagegeres, and then I shechted it. So what happens? I didn't do anything. Now, here we begin moving into some different territory. You have a simen shamut. It's mufka from shchita. What's that? So, does that make it a treifa? Rabbi Chaim had the following problem. Let's say Eiver Menachai is I take an entire Eiver. I chop a leg off. Chuck an Eiver. But let's say I just slice a piece of meat off the side of a cow. Comes the Rambam and says, what's the issue? Treifa. Wait a second. Why is it treifa? He says, well, eva menachai is only if it's a full eva. You slice a piece of meat off, it's not a full eva. Nevela, it's not treifa. Chaim was very bothered by that halacha. Said an animal, any meat that's mufka from het to shchita is automatically a treifa. Treifa is notalomus is not the definition of treifa. Notalomus is mufka from het to shchita. It's an example of a more broad plow. Anything that's mufka from het to shchita. Now, given that fact, he said, so what happens? I slice a piece of meat off the side of the animal. So, is it so? Then I shech the animal. So not Eva Menachai. I shech the animal. The het to shchit doesn't apply to that piece of meat. It doesn't belong to the cow anymore. So it's a piece of meat that there's no maaser shchit that can be matir it. That is the definition of treifa. That shchit is not a matir an animal. Shchita cannot be matter. An animal that's a treifa. If I have an animal that's not subject to shchita. Okay. Now what do I have? I have a psukas hagageris. Psukas hagageris, what is the definition of psukas hagageris? What's the problem of psukas hagageris? That it's not subject to shchita. So I have an animal that one of the simonim can't be shechta. So Rav Chaim said, that's a treifa. I don't have to worry if it's notalomos or not. Notalomos, according to Rav Chaim, is an example of a broader idea. And he said this within the Rambam, that bosom and achai, what is the use of bosom and achai? Bosom Menachai is not Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai means an Eva. According to the Rambam. The Rambam is very clear on that. Bosom Menachai, Rambam says, is Trefa. Now we have, the Kuvas have Vesh Psukha. So what is Omer Rav? Lo Kasha. Kansha Shachat Vesov Posak. Kansha Posak Vesov Shachat. Shachat says Rashi. Shachras aveshet ubesov poshim v'gageres. Avach gomu dor kodem shehisl b'shchita nisa. Avagav de b'chod ha'shaiti. Poshim v'gageres. Alma afilu potsak ubesov shachar korelei Rabbi Shov of Novela. Rabbi Kiva. Elu ha'u de treifus. Lav treifus davka koma. Elu asuros koma. The Gemara says no. Gon says Rashi, the kulas haveshi, the psukas hagageris, the isra mokom shchita didhu ve'inoch heavy treifus. Comes Rashi and tells us an unbelievable idea that, according to Rav Shove, this is very confusing. What is it? In the Kuvas HaVeshet, in Psukas HaGeres, something went wrong with the Maisa Shchita. So while the animal is still alive, it's considered a Nevela. Wait one second. Well, let's see what turns an animal into a Nevela, what turns an animal into a mace, a human being into mace. Give me Hilchos Tumas Mes, Tahara. Tahara. Okay. Hameis and a matame and shetetse nafsha. Per aluf tulhus tumas mes halacha tezvav. Afilu maguyod o goses. Afilu nishchedu bo shnei simonim. Did a shchita ksheva. And a matame and shetetse nafsha. Nishber mafrakto v'rov botsi imo. You fractured the mafrakis and the majority of the spinal column. Oshinikra kedov megabo. You just ripped the flesh off from his back like a fish. Oshahutsa rosho. You cut the head off. Oshinechnach v'shnei chalokim. At the stomach, you just cut it straight across. The bitno harin zemetame av mishadayin hu marafrev teyachon meivar. He said, "Okay, usually death requires that be domeim, no movement. That's why, even though the Gemara talks about death in terms of cessation of breathing, we paskin, like Kemat, everyone paskins that way, that if the heart is still beating, he's still alive. You need cessation of irreversible cessation of spontaneous respiration and no heartbeat. However, there are certain things that can happen to a human being, Alpidin, who'll be dead, even though there's still movement, which is nishmer mafrak v'rov botsi imo, spinal column and the spine and the majority of the spinal column are severed. Al pidin, he's dead. Nikra kedog megabo, hutas roshu, you decapitate him. You cut him into two across the stomach. I'll pick in that's death. Okay, so this is what it is in a human being. What is it in a behemoth? When does an animal become dead? The Vela. What is in the Vela? So he begins. Rev Dalib. Shemesa. Okay. Wait, let's see here. Well, it says, Nimsus Lomet. Rev Dalib. Torah also hamesa and available also hanotolomos because it's a trefa. Okay. The chain halacha yud hachotech bosom and hachai min ham torah also habosa trefa. It's a trefa.
Mm-hmm.
What? Shchita
Gimel
Yotess. Shem Gimel Yotess. Okay. Behemish shenitul yerach shelo. V'chalolo, imo. He takes the entire hip, including the entire hip. Ad sheter chaserik eshaterbar, tarazun avela. Just like if you cut the animal in half in the stomach, it is, you remove an entire leg. It's an avela mechayim. Em nishber mafrakto. The kamavu shenechta chetzya. Ain't ashchita mawalus, but it doesn't help. You shechta, it doesn't help. What is it? It's not a preif, it's an avela mechayim. Nishber mafraktav robotsima onikra megabo kadog every like a human being. Nishber rov hak shenifsek rov hakone o shenikiv haveshet. Psukas hagageras. It's our Gemara here. Say nevela nikiv who has haveshet is a nevela. B'chol shmu makom roil shita is a nevela mechayim. It's not a trade. What's the difference? If it would be a, if the kuvas haveshet mechayim would be a treifa, then when you shecht it, it would become tamei. Psukas hagageras. If it is a nevela, if it's a treifa mechayim, when you shecht it, no. But since a veshet with a hole in it, or the kuvas veshet, since you did something to the simonim. And simonim that cannot be shechted, so it's already an avela alive. Okay, but it's not matame yet. But it's an isin avela. So if you have an animal with a nekuvas havesha, and you chop off the tail, what iser are you going to be over? Nevela. Nevela, says the Rabbi. Where did he get it from? From our Gemara, from the Mishnah. Okay, now that you're all totally confused, I gave you too much information. I'm going to go back to the beginning, go through everything step by step. We have to find clearly what is a nevela, what is a trefa, what is ikor. And you have all these things in the Vela Mechayim. And Basam and Achai, if I have a fully healthy animal and I chop off the tail, it's treifa. If I have a hole in the lungs and I chop off the tail, it's a treifa. Nekuvas HaVeshet and Psukas HaGageras, I chop off the tail, it's in the Vela. Chop off the tail, chop off the ear. Okay. So we have to get it very clear what is nevela, what is trefa, and it's not, this is, and you can have in the, a human being, psukas hagageras, and the kuvas haveshet, is not going to be a nevela, not death. It's not death. So the Rambam has defined death. And then we're going to see in Hilchos Avos HaTumos when it becomes Tomei with Tumas Nevela. Give me, where's Avos HaTumos? Here it is. Beis Avos HaTumos. Chopping off the head, it's dead. Okay. Nochra, Irem of Achesis? No. Tahori Shinifsil Beshita, Adanim of Achesis, or Shochabo Echod or Rob Echod, Aimbotuma Adshe Thomas. has to die. He said, Cholak ha-behema l'shnayim. I cut the animal in two. O shenit l'yerech v'chalal shalo. It's a nevela. U'matam v'mach av b'shadayin chayim. Im kar nishber mafrakas v'obosim er nevela v'chol dova. So there's certain things that is very clear. When it's become tomei. Tomei when it dies. So you have a nevela mechayim, it's alive. And you have a nevela when it's dead. Certain things are definition of death. Certain things, because an animal that you messed up the simonim and they cannot be shechted, is a nevela mechayim. Now, I thought feifa is an animal that's not subject to shechita. Boom. So what are you going to do? So we're going to have to be very, very clear understanding what is a nevela, what is a treifa, shitas harambam, and mitz assembly nether. By the time we finish, it'll be crystal clear.